Track 12, Part 2, Section 2, 18.
They're not a bad bunch of people. On the contrary, I think we've got some really hard-working and committed staff. No, the trouble is that they are mostly new to their jobs and they are taking a lot longer to understand what they are supposed to be doing. Longer than I expected, I'm afraid. I think I assumed they'd be very quickly up to speed, but at this rate I'm seriously thinking about putting on some training programs and workshops. What do you think?
19.
I think he's done an excellent job. In fact, that's going to be part of the problem. I mean, it's going to be very difficult to replace him. I know we'll find people eager to take on the role, but not someone who can give what he gave. I don't think he wants to go, actually, but he has no choice. He's been in the job for 6 years, and the rules say he has to go. Pity.
20.
There's not a lot we can do about it. It's the same story all over the world at the moment. People simply aren't choosing to invest their money in the market. I know it's done particularly badly over the last few months, but as a company, we are sound and the sales figures are up again, and we're looking for new suppliers. We should be proud of what we've achieved. The market will recover in the end.
21.
Yes, I agree that this is an issue we have to tackle immediately. If we don't produce a good and reliable product, we might as well close the business. Some of the staff are saying it's the result of bad management, but my view is that we need to investigate the quality of our suppliers. I've heard that there is a serious problem with the standard of some of the basic ingredients.
22.
I've had a word with the senior managers about it. They seem to think that the main issue is low salaries. In my opinion, it's more to do with working conditions here. The new shift arrangements are making life difficult for many people. After all, the majority of the workforce is women with families. No wonder they can't make those early starts and late evenings.